Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. This tip provides a quick overview of what hotkeys are, and how they can benefit your use of Windows. Today, I am going to talk about how and why you should build custom shortcuts on Windows, and how they can help those with low vision and blindness to open the programs that they use the most. Knowing how to create custom keyboard shortcuts in Windows has been incredibly useful for me, because it allows me to be able to effectively use my computer, regardless of my poor vision. Personally, I decided to create custom keyboard shortcuts for myself, as I suffer from inconsistent vision, and wanted to ensure that I could use my computer regardless of my low eyesight. As with Windows, certain individual programs also have their own custom options to control keyboard shortcuts, meaning that you can truly customize specific applications to be faster to access and operate. Windows allows you to create any number of shortcuts that you want with ease. Note that the shortcut is typically associated with the Windows key on your keyboard, so it may not reference this key in its description. You can combine a shortcut for a ribbon with the Alt key to create shortcuts called access keys for a ribbon option. Pressing the Alt key displays the shortcuts in the ribbon, called key hints, as letters in smaller images beside tabs and options, as shown in the picture below. The keys that have shortcuts associated with them keys that have shortcuts associated with them will show text that describes what the shortcut does. You will have to enter the exact menu label that you want the shortcut to be applied to, as well as whether the shortcut should be run on every application, or on one particular desktop program, and type in the shortcut combination itself. You can also tap and hold on the task on the list, and drag and drop it into place where you like it to be on the shortcut editor. In the macro options window, you can make a shortcut that you need, adding a letter, number, or symbol. We can use the macro options window in Excel to create a shortcut key for calling the macro. If the task that you frequently use does not have a shortcut key, you can register the macro to create one. If several macros or notebooks share a single shortcut, you can manage the order or priority in which the macros execute. The user may have the same shortcut assigned, so if you, the developer, assign one to a workbook, you cannot control which is executed. Whenever you open up any application, hold down Command to view all of the shortcuts that can be used. Once Cheat Sheet is installed, simply hold down the Command key for a few seconds, and you will see all of the keyboard shortcuts that are available for whatever app you are using. Cheat Sheet is a free Mac app that displays all available shortcuts for your Mac whenever you press a key. There is also a free Chrome extension to explore Gmail shortcuts, which is helpful for both Mac and Windows users. Whether you are technically inclined or simply not the IT type, a Windows user or Mac, these 10 simple shortcuts are bound to save you some time the next time you have to do one of those routine computer tasks. While you might still need some time to master keyboard shortcuts for apps that you use every day, these tools will help to more quickly cement the shortcuts into your muscle memory, so that you can devote all of your focus to the work at hand. If you frequently use your computer to do work, you are likely already familiar with the basics of shortcuts such as, which will automatically save the file in Windows computers. As I mentioned, you can create shortcuts to almost anything, but to start us off, we are going to take a look at how you can assign shortcuts to the two most frequently used filters across all of Photoshop, Gaussian Blur and Unsharp Mask. With the Gaussian Blur filter selected from the list of available commands, I can just enter the shortcut key that I would like to use to access it. I want to assign Shift plus F6 to the Unsharp Mask filter, so I am going to click the Unsharp Mask filter in the filters list to select it, which highlights it in blue and opens a little input field under shortcuts, and I am going to hold the Shift key and hit F6, which appears within the input field as Shift plus F6. If I am using the filter command frequently enough to want to retain its shortcut, I could just type another shortcut in there and see if one is available. Once you have selected a macro that you would like to
assign the shortcut to, hit the Options button. You can disable or enable any shortcut using the checkboxes to the left, or configure another combination of keys by clicking the shortcut that you wish to modify, and then pressing the alternate combination on the keyboard. Make sure that the switch for enable shortcut guidance is turned to on, and then launch Microsoft PowerToys using, yes, a shortcut on the keyboard. Both these filters are used over and over, but none have any shortcuts assigned to them, meaning every time we want to use them, we need to drag the mouse cursor to the filter menu on top of the screen, then navigate the sub-menus until we reach them. Now, one problem that you are bound to encounter when customizing your Photoshop shortcuts is that Adobe has already used many key combinations you would like to use. Once you identify what tasks are suitable for the shortcuts, you can implement them to improve productivity, save valuable time, and overall make your marketing efforts more efficient.
This was Desire Shortcuts, The Easy Way, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1586. My name is Teresa Barnes, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.